Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
All right, so I got some questions here. You can send me your email questions, ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com. You can also call in right now if you want to talk to me live, 877-711-5211. I'd love to hear from you, have a nice conversation. But I'm going to start with an email question. I'd like to hear Dr. Mike's opinion on omega-3s, such notables as Dr. Rowan, Brian Peskin, and Ray Pete. State that omega-3 fish oil is actually detrimental, and he capitalized detrimental to heart disease. Their main points are its ability to go rancid, even in the body, and its instability due to being a polyunsaturated oil, and that's from Barton, San Francisco. So good question. Well, yeah, it's a fat. Any fat, oil or, you know, whether it's a saturated or unsaturated fat, has the potential of going rancid. What does that actually mean, by the way, when a fat goes rancid? It means it's oxidized. When it becomes oxidized, especially in the body, fats can tend to stick to artery walls more. I mean, that's really what we're worried about with cholesterol and triglycerides, is when they become oxidized. That's when they stick. And plus, they raise oxidative stress when that happens. This is a good question. But before I do have an answer, because there's something you can do to avoid that. But before I do that, I'm taking a little bit of an objection to the question itself, because here you have some doctors, Dr. Rowan, for instance, who is pretty notable, saying that, okay, fish oil is actually bad for your heart. Okay, here's why I have a problem with that. I can show you over the past 10 years, hundreds, if not close to 1,000 maybe, studies, laboratory studies, animal studies, and human clinical studies using omega-3 oils, right? The omega-3 fats, fish oil, ultimately, in most of the studies, showing how beneficial they are to the heart. So when you have somebody make a statement that goes against literally 10 years of positive research, I want to ask them for where their support is. What they're probably doing is maybe they have a different product they're trying to sell. I don't know. But I do take objection to that, because there's actually a lot of good support for omega-3s in the heart. I mean, it's just overwhelming. Okay. Even us crazy conventional medical doctors are starting to talk about fish oil, right? So right there, there's something wrong with the position that they're taking. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, yeah, but okay, yes, fats are, they can go rancid. I mean, that's, they're fat. They can be oxidized. That's what it is. So there's things you can do to preserve the polyunsaturated omega-3 in the soft gel, okay? And you should look for these. When you buy a fish oil or any omega-3 product that's in a soft gel or in a liquid form or whatever, however you're taking it, you want to look for these types of preservatives. Now, one of the best things you can do to preserve the integrity of the fat and prevent the oxidation is to use something called a lignin. I know Life Extension, we use sesame lignins, and this is a type of fiber that is able to, well documented, is able to prevent that oxidation to the fat. So that's the first thing that I would make sure that there's something like a lignin, a sesame lignin that is included, a sesame oil that might have some of the lignins in it that will preserve it. Also, if you add a monounsaturated fat, I know that sounds weird, if you add a monounsaturated fat, that also has been shown to preserve the polyunsaturated fat a little bit better. So I like to do the omega-3 polyunsaturated fat with some olive oil and the lignins. Those three together are able to preserve the fats that are in there and also direct those fats down those anti-inflammatory pathways. So there are ways to overcome this issue of oxidation of the fat. And again, you still have to ask yourself, well, what about all the decades-long study showing benefit to the heart. Okay, so that was our first question. Again, if you want to talk to me live, go ahead and give me a call, 877-711-5211. I'm going to go on. My next question, this is about hot water and lemon. Okay, my question regarding the health benefits of plain water with lemon. This seems like a recent health trend in a way. I've seen it on The View, Dr. Oz, and my husband recently started drinking hot water with lemon every morning. I know it's detoxifying, but my question in two parts is this. Number one, what are the specific benefits of water with lemon? Okay, that's our first one. And does it need to be freshly squeezed lemon juice, or can it be the lemon juice you can get in a bottle for ease? Thanks, Sylvia. Okay, I'm gonna flip the questions. I'm gonna answer whether it should be freshly squeezed or not versus the lemon juice in a bottle. I'm not sure what you mean by lemon juice in a bottle. When I was growing up, we used to have this. It was literally the bottle itself was in the shape of a lemon, and my. I remember my dad used to have it in his, some of the cooking and stuff like that, but it looked like a little lemon. So I think that's what she's talking about, maybe like a cooking juice or something along those lines. I'm always going to go with the fresh, right? Freshly squeezed, take a lemon. It's pretty simple to do. I already think that's kind of easy. So if you're going to do this, I think it should be freshly squeezed. Why not? It's just my thought there. Then again, I don't cook, even squeezing lemons, so I don't. Maybe I'm the last person to give you advice there. But again, I think the fresh way of doing things is always best. So, what about the specific benefits? So, it's funny in the question here. Not this wasn't in the question part. Sylvia says that I know it's detoxifying. So, I being a medical doctor, I am kind of a data nerd. I don't ever assume anything like that. I like to look it up. If you do your own little research here, a great site to go to is PubMed. PubMed is a collection where all the different, research studies are published. You just type in. Water with lemon, warm water with freshly squeezed lemon, whatever, however you want to search it, just put it in there and you'll see a bunch of research pop up. And really the only research that does come up is when you use this lemon water as a disinfectant. And I think mostly as a household cleaner. So there's not a lot of research that supports its detoxifying effects. However, I do know, anecdotally speaking, people love it. People say it's great for digestion. Some people say it boosts your immune system. Obviously, there's a lot of ascorbic acid, vitamin C in there that may even be good for your liver. So, sure, I think it has some benefits. And I think that would be awesome to use it. Freshly squeezed. There are some benefits, but... not always that well supported. Looks like we do have a caller online. Let's go ahead and take that call from Bill from San Francisco.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, thanks. What's your question, Bill?
Well, I've been having some soreness in my hip, and I've been told that I should take glucosamine. That would help possibly get rid of the soreness. And so I don't know, I'm asking that question. What do you think about glucosamine, and also how much should I take?
Oh, great question, Bill. So glucosamine is one of the classic joint products. It's going to help to rebuild the cartilage. It's about 250 to 500 milligrams a day. Go for it. Why not? It should work well. Got to go. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.